Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus Encyclopedia. I'm looking in my encyclopedia. Mike. And then
Mike.
I have to go back to the beginning of these encyclopedias. You are
an
aardvark, artichoke.
There
we go. We found our names in the encyclopedia. So today, of course, in the encyclopedia unit, we learn lots of interesting facts about
everything.
The world. But today, we're learning interesting facts about blood. Blood.
Cow's blood.
Blood. Yeah, blood. We're actually learning about blood and what people do with blood. Now, the good news is there are no vampires in this unit. Because vampires are not the only people who use blood. It's true.
Readers might think that's a bad idea.
Well,
they love vampires.
I know, but I think people are getting a little bit tired of vampires these days.
I'm not sure.
I think zombies are getting more popular.
Oh, right. Zombies.
You know, zombies
right,
are funny.
Right.
Vampires are just annoying.
Mm. Are we talking about zombie today?
No, we're not talking about zombies. We're talking about blood. Not vampire blood, cow blood.
Okay.
And specifically, who eats or drinks cow blood?
Let's take a look at today's article.
I know it's not you from your face. I'm pretty sure it's not Anna. Yeah, we'll find out in our article.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
People. The blood drinker goes to
who drinks cow's blood? A. The Amis. B. The Maasai people. C. The Maoris. The answer is B. The Maasai people. The Maasai people are from Kenya. They are different from other tribes in the world in many ways. One difference is their diet. In addition to raw meat, they mix and drink raw cow's milk with cow's blood. To some people, this diet might be weird. However, it doesn't seem to hurt the Maasai. Rather, they are in top physical condition. They don't have many diseases or health problems. There isn't proof, but maybe the Maasai's good health is because of their special diet.
People.
Pattaya. Pattaya. Taiwan. Taiwan. Bunun. Bunun. Rukai. Rukai. Puyuma. Puyuma.
So that's our question. Who drinks cow's blood? Well, it's not you. We know that. It's not you. But it could be someone from the same country as you. Because our first choice is the Amis.
Amis.
Yes.
原住民啊.
That's right. From here in Taiwan. From down, you know, Hualien, Taidong, that part of the island.
Hualien, Taidong, 那边是有一些牛啦.
So it could be the Amis. Our second choice B, the Maasai people. The Maasai people.
The Maasai people?
A noble people of the
Where?
African savannah. They live in Kenya. They live in eastern Africa, Kenya, Tanzania, places like that. Really, really tall people.
Mm-hmm.
Very dark skin, very skinny, beautiful, tall people.
Maasai人,
I was lucky enough as a kid to go to Africa and meet some Maasai people. They're great. Really great.
在南非对不对?
And they jump up and down very high. It's really cool.
那我大概知道.
Yeah.
电视有时候会播.
These red.
他们是游牧民族，对不对?
Yeah. Very cool. So that's B, the Maasai people of Africa, and C, the Maoris. The Maoris. Some people say Maoris. Some people say Maoris. I'm not quite sure which is the right way. I think most people say Maoris from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
New Zealand, down there in Australia.
毛利人是不是?
They're famous for sticking their tongue out at a lot of people.
Oh,
and they say no, by, they say hello by touching noses.
Oh, thank you.
And they also have lots of tattoos. They're also a very proud warrior people. Of the South Pacific of New Zealand. So, which one of those groups drinks blood? The Amis from Taiwan, the Maasai from East Africa, the Maoris from New Zealand.
他们是毛利人啊。
You think it's the Maoris?
毛利人在纽西兰，纽西兰的牛奶纯净，没有污染，所以他们当然是喝牛的血啊。而且他们又是战士，有没有？
I think New Zealand's more famous for sheep, not for cows.
没有，可是在台湾我们那个买的那个奶粉都说是纽西兰原装进口。
Okay, but...
Definitely see.
Unfortunately, Anna, it's not. No, it's B, the Maasai people of East Africa.
Africa?
Yes, that's right.
非洲?
That's right.
非洲有牛吗?
Yeah, sure, of course. What do you think the lions eat? The lions aren't eating chickens.You have to eat 600 chickens if you're a lion. You're a hungry lion. I want to eat a cow.
Okay.
Or maybe I'll eat Anna. Exactly. So they eat cows. Now, these aren't cows like you and I think of cows. They're not like black and white with milk. They're like more wild cows with big long horns and things like that.
It's
a different kind of cow. Not quite the soft cows that we eat, you know. But these are tough cows. But anyway, yes, the Maasai people are from Kenya.From eastern parts of Africa, and it says they are different from other tribes in the world in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
All of these groups, Amis, Maori, Maasai, these are all tribes.
Tribes, just a kind of race?
Well, kind of like that. It's a cultural group, you could say.
Cultural
so, for example, in Taiwan, we have the Amis, the Bunun, the Taya, right? These different groups. Now, they all kind of maybe look the same,But they have different traditions, they wear different food, they eat different food, they wear different clothes, they believe in different gods. Those are different tribes.
A kind of aboriginal?
When we're talking about aboriginals or Indians or native people, that kind of thing, these are tribes. You could say, you know, we have modern tribes. We have Italians and Spanish and Germans. Those are kind of like tribes.
Yeah.
But back then they didn't have countries, they didn't have passports.But they would know, hey, you're different from me because your hair is different, your clothes are different, you live in a different place.
Right.
So the Maasai tribe in East Africa, is the tribe that drinks blood. It says one difference for this tribe, the Maasai, is their diet, the food that they eat, because many people do eat different foods.
所以如果我们要去分辨不一样的 tribes, 不一样的部落啊或者是种族就像麦提到有时候可能从外观啊或者是不同的文化就可以分辨出来。可是马赛人呢在肯雅的这个马赛这个游牧民族呢其中有一个很特别的地方是他们的diet, 他们的饮食内容跟其他的 tribes 不太一样。
That's right. So in addition to raw meat, so they eat cow meat, of course, but they also mix and drink cow's blood with cow milk. So they mix that together and they eat that. You know why? Because they have cows, but cows are really, really expensive.So you can't just go around killing a cow every time you want to have lunch. Because that cow, for them, it's like a car or a house. It's really, really expensive.
Right.
So you know what they do?
Mm-hmm.
They take a bow and arrow, and they find right here in the neck of the cow where the blood goes. Yeah, I saw them do this. And they go really, really close, and then boink, and it just makes a little hole, and the blood comes out, and they catch it in a bowl, and the cow's just like, meh.
No way, really?
Seriously, the cow's totally fine.
Is that dying?
No. And they catch the blood, and then they get some mud with some grass, and they just stick that on there and leave it for a few hours until it gets better. It's like, you know, when you get cut, you put something there, and the cow lives to give blood another day.
Wait a minute, I have to translate it.
Sure.
Mike 的意思是说呢，他们喝牛血是怎么喝呢？是直接活活的一只牛，然后直接从它血管的部分戳个小洞之后呢，用个碗把这个血接过来，然后那牛还好好的，活生生的哦。然后之后再弄一些泥巴草啊，把那个洞封起来，然后就可以喝了。
It's super cool, and it's very good for you. There's a lot of protein, there's a lot of iron, a lot of vitamin D. And they're super tall and super
skinny.
Wait a
minute. I'm feeling a little
bit. You feel, okay. So as it says, to some people, this diet might be weird.
It's really weird.
Kind of strange. But as it says here, however, it doesn't seem to hurt the Maasai.
I know it doesn't hurt, but, you know, cow blood?
Mm-hmm.
Are you mixed with cow milk?
Yeah. Why? It says the Maasai are in top physical condition. They're really, really healthy people. They're tall, they're skinny. I think if you want to be an NBA player,
mm-hmm.
you might think about this diet, because a lot of them are very tall
right.
when they grow up. And it says they don't have many diseases or health problems.
好，所以他们因为饮生饮牛血的关系呢，所以他们的健康情况是蛮好的。这边健康情况我们看的不是 health 这个字，是 physical condition。Condition 就是一种情况嘛，但是什么情况呢？生理的或者是身体的一种情况 ，physical condition。
嗯哼。
所以不生病 ，they don't have many diseases，、
nope.
也没什么健康的问题 ，they don't have many health problems.
That's right. Well, of course, they're not smoking or doing things like、
right.
that too. They're not eating fast food.
Uh-huh.
There are people who move around a lot, so they、
right.
don't live in cities.、
Mm-hmm.
They travel with their cows、
mm-hmm.
to go and find new grass. So they're always、mm-hmm. working hard, but their diet seems to be very good for them, and it gives them enough energy.To do all of this hard work that they do every day.
是没有错啦，不过你刚刚讲说他们又不吃 fast food, 不吃素食啊，然后因为是游牧民族，所以然后在肯亚嘛，很多 sunshine.
Yeah, you know? They don't want it. They can't get it because they don't live in the city, but they don't seem to want it. And they've been living like this for probably hundreds or maybe thousands of years.、
Mm.
Look at us. We all die and they all live a long, lot longer and happier、mm. and healthier. And the cows are happy too.
Really?
Well, I mean, compared to a cow in Canada or somewhere who、
uh-huh.
might end up in a hamburger,、
uh-huh.
these cows live a long
okay,
time.
Okay, you want blood, I give you blood,
yeah,
don't kill me.
Exactly. It's a good deal for the cows. So there you go.
Wait a minute. Is there any correlation between their diet and their physical condition?
I think so. I mean, doctors will always say you are what you eat.
So、
right. if you eat junk food, if、
mm-hmm.
you eat unhealthy food,、
mm-hmm.
you'll have an unhealthy body.、
Mm-hmm.
Well, we think their food is weird, but they have healthy bodies, so it must be that they're eating kind of healthy food.
对啦，是我们是这样想是没有错。You are what you eat, 其实吃什么就像什么。不过现在虽然还没有这种科学的实证的那种 proof 的那种证明说生饮牛血是不是真的可以让你很健康，但是马赛人他们的饮食真的是 pretty special.
It's quite interesting, isn't it? So what do you say? You and me, for the next month, all we're going to have is blood and milk. 3 meals a day.
How about pig's blood?
I guess that would be good.
Really?
I think it probably would have kind of the same stuff as cow blood.
Can you try?
I don't know where to go and buy pig's blood. We'll go to the 7-Eleven and see if they have some.Could be a very popular new diet.
Okay.
We'll check it out. Now, just to show you how healthy the Maasai are, here's another good story I learned when I went there. For a young boy to become a man,、
yeah.
do you know what he has to do? You know, in Taiwan, a young boy might become a man when he, you know, finishes college or goes to the army or learns how to drive or something like that. The Maasai will send their young boys out into the grasslands of Africa with a spear.A big long stick. And you can only come home when you use your spear to kill a lion.
A lion?
A lion.
What if the boy's just dead?
Then he's never going to be a man. He'll be a dead boy.
Really?
That's it. And they're healthy and strong. They can actually go out there and kill a lion with a spear.Eating only milk and blood.
Are they trained before that?
I'm sure they learn some things from their older brothers and uncles and stuff like that. I don't know if they all do it today, but for many, many, many years, that was the way a boy became a man. So when I was in Africa, I bought one of the Maasai spears and I imagined killing a lion with
this.
Give me like a big machine gun or an、
right.
airplane with bombs. I can do it. But with a spear. And they're doing it having this diet of blood and milk. So these are very brave, very strong people we're talking about.
马赛人耶，自己 Google 看看。
家好，我是 Evita。 你们知道在登机之前有几项手续要办理吗？首先，飞机起飞以前两个小时要报到。 You need to check in 2 hours before boarding. You need to check in 2 hours before boarding. 除了你自己要 check in， 相信你的行李也是要托运的。那么过磅秤时要注意一下，如果地勤人员说 Sir or ma'am, your luggage is overweight.Your luggage is overweight， 表示你的行李超重了。Weight 名词，重量，在前面加上 overweight， 这是形容词，表示过重的。再来，行李是 luggage， 同样做行李之意的单字还有很多，例如 baggage。大家有觉得他们两个长很像吗？但是意思和使用上可是有差别的哦。辨别的方式是在使用 luggage 的时候，不会特别强调这个行李是满的或是空的，而 baggage 使用上只会强调这件行李是装满的了。所以可以注意到，如果行李箱专卖店的英文可是 luggage store， 而不会用 baggage store 这样子。另外特别注意的是， luggage 和 baggage 都是不可数名词，所以英文表达一件行李要说 a piece of luggage 和 a piece of baggage。 这样子同学们有明白了吗？ A Plus 小聚会下次见咯，拜拜。
我考你哦，downtown 的意思是
城市的下方。常常啊，在影集当中，如果耳尖的同学们可能就会听到 downtown、uptown。But do you know what these words mean and the difference between them？ 原来这两个字都可以当作形容词和副词来用。首先，我们先来看看 downtown 这个字吧。很多人在字面上可能以为，downtown， 你可能是指一个城镇内的下方，是这样的意思吗？不是啦，其实 downtown 竟然是指城市内的商业区 business or city area。 像是我们台北的信义区呢，有很多办公大楼，对不对？这个信义区就可以算是 downtown。 For example, there are many nice downtown restaurants near the 信义 area。同样的 uptown 当然也不能从字面上翻译成上面的城镇，它是指一个城市的住宅区。另外常常呢，我们会听到 town， 我们翻译成镇、城镇， city 则翻译成城市。可是你知道吗，在口语当中常提到的 town 竟然也有 city 的意思哦，都是指城市。像是常听到会说 I'll be out of town this weekendOr, this is the best restaurant in town. 这两句当中其中的 town 都是和 city 一样的意思哦。而 town 可以依照你居住的城市而更改它的意思哦。比方像是如果你住在台北，所以刚刚的 out of town 就是不在台北。那如果你住在高雄，当然就是指你不在高雄，以此类推。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
下次听到 uptown 就知道是住宅区， downtown 是商业区，而 town 在口语当中还有城市 city 的意思哦。
A plus encyclopedia.
People, the blood drinker goes to.
Who drinks cow's blood? A. The Amis. B. The Maasai people. C. The Maoris. The answer is B. The Maasai people. The Maasai people are from Kenya. They are different from other tribes in the world in many ways.One difference is their diet. In addition to raw meat, they mix and drink raw cow's milk with cow's blood. To some people, this diet might be weird. However, it doesn't seem to hurt the Maasai. Rather, they are in top physical condition. They don't have many diseases or health problems. There isn't proof, but maybe the Maasai's good health is because of their special diet.